Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. Hi, ladies. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. In our last episode, we chatted about prioritizing rest, Sabbath rhythms, and finding refreshment for your soul this summer. This week, we are having a beautiful conversation over summer rhythms and how to have a joy-filled and Christ-centered summer. An important reminder for our community, our next quarterly break will be July 1st through 8th. We will be back with a new series on July 17th. We hope your break is restful and filled with sweet joy. So, Emily, I have a fun question for you. What are your favorite summer rhythms?
I would say my favorite summer rhythms are, of course, no surprise, but I love spending time with Jesus in the mornings. I've been waking up at 6:20 pretty consistently, so that's good. I'm reading through the book of Job with our community, so that's been encouraging. Looking at the character of God and just understanding his character in light of Job's suffering. And so I would say daily movement in the mornings is my favorite, but sometimes a walk after dinner is perfect to end our day. I also find that soaking up the sunshine earlier in the day is really refreshing and a great way to enjoy summer. Carving out time to visit with friends and spending time with family is also a great way to feel rejuvenated and create special memories. I think, you know, we've been very intentional about planning restful days at home and then spending time out of the house. Both are important, I think, for you and your family. And I've really enjoyed spending time with women, and I've joined a book club, which is super fun. So we encourage you to pick up a good book and just enjoy summer. So I love reading by the pool with an iced coffee. And so, Jordan, I made a decaf iced protein coffee smoothie this morning, and it's definitely one of my favorite treats for summer. I think lastly would be some mama tips. I like to prep leftovers, so I'm not making two meals a day in the summer. Pasta salad is my favorite, although my son doesn't really like it. I can't figure that out. But having pre-chopped fruits and veggies for snacks and just staying really hydrated throughout the day is so important for you and your family in the summer heat. So what about you, Jordan?
I absolutely agree with the hydration, because water is such an easy thing to forget. It's always important, even if you have to set a timer throughout the day, to just remind yourself, like, hey, drink 8 to 10 ounces of water. It's a good idea to have a goal, maybe having like a little chart in your phone or something. They have cute little apps that you can use to remind yourself to drink water and to see how much you drink throughout the day. But for this summer, I have loved not having extremely scheduled days. So in a way, it's nice because my kids don't have to expect much. They can kind of just wake up and have fun. And I have been spending a lot of time on our porch, just relaxing. And sometimes I have my laptop and I'm working out there, or I'm just relaxing with the kids while the little ones are running around in our front yard, because getting that sunshine in is so important. This summer, I am utilizing Instacart, which, by the way, did you know that you can shop Costco on Instacart without a Costco membership? And I'm stocking up on healthy but fun snacks and making sure we have enough of everything, because summer is hard and kiddos like to snack a lot. But I like to make snack plates or snack boxes. That's super helpful. And I also love baking with sourdough. So I make banana sourdough muffins twice a week to make sure we have an easy breakfast if I do not feel like making anything extra. But I highly recommend that you plan out your meals. Make sure you have 1 or 2 days where you can have leftovers or use them for lunch. So you're not constantly making something and it can end up saving you money. But some of my favorite things to do is just to sit outside and read my Bible or read my little devotional book. I like listening to podcasts and very encouraging podcasts that what we are doing within our ministry here, or if it is a sermon. I like being able to follow something. And also, my friend's husband is also a pastor, and he started a thing to where he sends out daily texts through some type of system, but it goes along with whatever he is preaching about and the specific verses. And that has been amazing encouragement at 7 a.m. every morning.
Yeah, that's really great. I love that idea.
Yeah, I found it to be extremely helpful. It's kind of that nice little wake up thing in the morning.
Yes, absolutely. I think so. And something I've been doing as well is I'll generally read my Bible and do like part of my workout or like finish it before I look at my phone, just so I can be in my workout area is in my garage. So I open my garage and I can just enjoy the sunshine. So I typically like doing that before just getting on my phone. It's just more refreshing that way.
Yeah, I agree. It keeps you more focused because we are just very in tune to checking our phone and consistently checking it throughout the day.
Yes.
So, ladies, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman, so listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Jordan, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Emily.
Hi, ladies. Welcome.
She is the founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate the gracious support, sister, and would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with the hope of the gospel. So we are reading from the CSB and the NASB. How we are defining summer rhythms: a flexible rhythm of Christ-centered activities that promote both joy and rest over the next couple months. We want to avoid feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and what most of us probably feel during the year, which is burned out. God doesn't expect us to be on all the time, and He invites us to experience His good gift of rest and solitude. So, Emily, would you like to discuss our theme verse for the summer?
Yes. So we talked about this on our last episode. So I'm going to turn over to Matthew chapter 11. I will probably start in verse 28. Come to me. This is Jesus talking. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So now we're going to turn to Ecclesiastes 3. I don't know if you're in the book of Ecclesiastes very much, but we are reading through the wisdom books over the summer and I think part of the fall. So we hope you'll find encouragement within this book. And yes, for everything, there is a season. And I know the book of Ecclesiastes can on the surface seem discouraging, but the writer Solomon is looking back on his life as an older man at the lessons learned as a young ruler and king. So his father was King David, and King David really set the bar pretty high for his son Solomon. No, he didn't also make the wisest decisions and often lived his life in excess. And his heart turned away from following the Lord. But throughout this book, there is wisdom to be gained as we seek God and bring Him glory by stewarding our days wisely. So we will turn over to Psalm 90:12. So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. So when we look at Ecclesiastes 3 and verses 1 through 8, I'll read that, but this is actually a poem describing to us a sampling of the seasons God has brought forth in his timing. And they include the various seasons of life. And it does go from one extreme to the other. But what I really want us to take away from this is, you know, there's a time where we are born. There's a time to give birth. And there is a time inevitably where we will die and return to the dust of the earth, like we were created. So there's this in-between time that we live, and making the most use of that time for the glory of God is really what I want us to see throughout this poem. Verse 2, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I will go down to verse 10 and read verses 10 through 11. I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything appropriate. Your translation may say beautiful. I do like the word beautiful in its time. He has set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. And I'll read verse 12. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and do good in one's lifetime. So like I was saying in verses 1 through 8, each of the 14 contrasting pairs of this poem is called a merism. It's a device in which contrasting parts equals a totality. So it expresses the important truth that all of life rests under God's providential care. And God operates things so differently. Really for him, everything happens in his perfect timing. So he orders things according to seasons. And we are bound by time. We are restricted by time. We cannot be in more than one place at a time. And so I think we can often get really discouraged by, we don't have enough time to do this or that. But what really matters is using our time wisely. The Lord, you know, we read in Psalm 90:12, he wants us to number our days, not our years. So I think there's wisdom in that. So I also want to read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. So our work may often feel very mundane and futile, like Solomon describes in Ecclesiastes, but shifting our perspective towards seeking God, bringing him glory, and loving others will bring meaning to our lives, and it will turn our hearts towards eternity. We know that eternity means both the hope to come and challenges here in a broken world while we wait for Jesus to return. So our lives are lived in the in-between. How will we spend our days? Let's make the most of our resources, challenges that come our way, and responsibilities that we have been given to steward. In verse 22, we have just defined the word lot. In some translations, it may say activities for this is our reward, what God has given us to do, the work he has given us to complete for his purpose. So my lot is not the same as yours, but we can glorify the same God who works everything according to his purpose and our good. And I'm going to read Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So I'm reading in Discipline, the Glad Surrender by Elizabeth Elliot, and this is a quote from the Discipline of Time in chapter 10. So she quotes a poem by Amy Carmichael. Lover of all, I hold me fast by thee, ruler of time, king of eternity. There is no great with thee. There is no small, for thou art all and fillest all in all. The newborn world swings forth at thy command. The falling dewdrop falls into thy hand. God of the firmament's mysterious powers, I see thee thread the minutes of my hours. So Elizabeth Elliot said, one expressed by the Greek word chronos refers to the minutes of our hours, or the notion of duration and succession. The other, kairos, is what Dr. James Hudson calls time evaluated, signifying instrumentation and purpose. Man needs to see himself significant in the light of events. Of kairos, seeing himself hopefully in the context of a greater reality than his own temporality of chronos. So I'm going to read a quote on page 95. We are given the present within which to choose whom we will serve, knowing this moment affects the next, and we are accountable for it. And this is Discipline, the Glad Surrender by Elizabeth Elliot, and I just think that she says it much more eloquently than I could say it, and so I wanted to include just some from the chapter of the Discipline of Time. As I've been reading this book, it's been really good and encouraging. And Jordan, do you have some verses about resting in Christ for us?
I do. So I also want to say these passages are about resting in Christ, but also just getting to know Christ, because the more that we sit at his feet and get to know him, the more that it gives our soul rest. So first we are going to start in Matthew chapter 11, and we will read verses 28 through 30, because this is our theme verse for the summer, and I feel like it's very important to also focus on it. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Next, we are going to turn to Exodus chapter 33 and read verses 12 through 14. Moses said to the Lord, look, you have told me, lead this people up, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor with me. Now, if I have indeed found favor with you, please teach me your ways, and I will know you, so that I may find favor with you. Now consider that this, your nation, is your people. And he replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Next, we're going to turn to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And lastly, we are going to turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, a Sabbath rest remains for God's people. For the person who has entered his rest has rested from his own works, just as God did from his. Let us then make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall into the same pattern of disobedience. And ladies, we are going to bow our heads in prayer. Prayer is something that is extremely important. And we believe as a ministry to remain consistent in it. So Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to present your word to these ladies, to teach them the gospel. Thank you for what you have provided for us, for waking us up, Lord. Thank you for all the trials and tribulations that we go through, because it draws us closer to you and helps us lean on you. Father, we thank you for telling us that it is important to take a rest, because we may like to keep ourselves busy, but you are demanding rest and refocus and refreshment. And we thank you for that, because it will only help us grow within our walk with you, Lord. We pray for all the ladies listening that they take something away from this, and they also can find rest and refreshment in you. And we pray, if there is anything going on in their lives, that they can take these books that we are presenting to them and the scriptures, and that they can utilize that within their own life to also spread the gospel to another woman. So Father, we thank you so much for what you have given us and all of these tools that you are handing to us and letting us know how to use them. In your name I pray, amen. So thank you for joining us. We hope to see you this summer for Bible study on Zoom and in our community. We love you and thank you for being here, sister. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinesisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.